My heart bears a heart scab as a result of bearing witness to a continuous drumbeat of wanton murder on American streets. And now it bleeds anew from the inexplicable killing of Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old black Florida youth. The violent death of anyone, no matter the circumstances, should never be taken lightly. But the killing of innocents in America has become the stock and trade of a nightly news. And right here in Colorado, on April 1st, Jima Riat was gunned down by non-assailants in Denver. Only 4 months earlier, Riat's uncle and a father of five was killed in cold blood by non-assailants. I want to share how the killing of a pair of South Sudanese men in Colorado affects a wider swath of the earth. I do so without for a moment wanting to detract from the national rage against the killing of Trayvon Martin. Refugees immigrate to the United States because it's a haven in a truly troubled universe. South Sudanese come here to escape some of today's most vicious and brutal regimes, like that of Bashar al-Assad in Syria and Sudan's Omar al-Bashir, first in Darfur, now in the Nuba Mountains and Blue Nile. Black African Sudanese have been hunted and killed like animals for 50 years. After more than 2 million of their countrymen perished, America is a sanctuary for Sudanese of various regions after long years of civil war and exile. Thus, to be met by the kind of violence we are witnessing is a puzzling paradox to them. It negates what America stands for: liberty, safety, and the pursuit of happiness. I have witnessed the murder of many African immigrants here in Colorado, and I know that every American mother of a black child gives them cautionary instructions about how to talk to police, to avoid confrontations, ways to stay alive. We must do the same with African refugees, because their refuge is often beside the poorest and most destitute of America. They need to know of the violent potential of their new homes. We need to educate them about drugs, gun violence, and the territorial imperative of American-born natives against new immigrants. There's amazing goodness in the hearts of my adopted countrymen. But the recent murders of Trayvon Martin, Jima Riat, and others reminds me that the beast of racism, bigotry, and violence is alive and well in our midst. We have a duty to fight it wherever we find it. Every life is precious. We have a sacred duty to protect and preserve it.